Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Patriots in America have decided that they had had enough. And what do? They started using the Constitution and the laws to their advantage to win on mask mandates. And now we no longer have to wear those masks on airplanes. This because of a woman who understood the law. A woman that was mentored by Clarence Thomas. A woman that was appointed by Donald Trump. A 35-year-old judge that just banned masks on airplanes and public transportation. This is a woman who now the Democrats have declared as public enemy number one. All because she did exactly what a judge should have done a long time ago. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, why did it take so long? It's because it takes us a long time to figure out how to fight these lefties. And this is what we now know. It's going to take patriots and lawsuits to stop government overreach. We know that we're on the right side of things when it comes to the law and our freedoms and Constitution, as long as we find a court and we get in there. Patriots filed the lawsuit that stopped Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate. And without those patriots taking that risk, joining together and fighting back in those lawsuits, we would still have an unconstitutional vaccine mandate, which was struck down by the courts. It was patriots this time that stopped Biden's unconstitutional mask mandates for travel. And without patriots getting together, lawyering up, we would still be wearing these stupid masks on airplanes today. Now, let me also remind you, Democrats did not voluntarily end this COVID tyranny. Democrats didn't wake up and say, all right, now it's time for us to get back to life as normal. They are never going to do that because they never want to give up the power that they have. They are all about power. Power is everything for them. Power at all costs. They are obsessed with power. Philadelphia, just to put it in perspective, on Monday actually re-implemented their mask mandates in public, going to banks and schools and restaurants and shopping. They've actually gone the opposite direction on Monday. Monday they did this while the rest of the world is trying to get back to normal. And that's because the left, those in Philly, the hardcore liberals there, are hell-bent on keeping and holding you hostage. Now, Amtrak has just removed mask mandates for passengers and employees, we've also been told. Now, you would think, right, that with all this happening, the White House would admit that maybe they got it wrong. No, just 5 days ago, the White House said this about extending the mask mandate on public transportation for 2 weeks.
Well, this assessment was made. I know there was a statement that was put out by the CDC and certainly would point to that. But as they're continuing to monitor the spread of BA2, the BA2 subvariant, which now makes up more than 85% of U.S. cases, what they're looking at is that since early April, there's been an increase in the 7-day moving average of the cases in the United States. So what they're trying to do is give a little bit more time to assess its potential impact, the rise of the cases have on severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths and the healthcare system capacity. And their assessment from a medical standpoint, the data gathering standpoint, is that 2 weeks would give them some additional time to do that. Now, at the end of that 2 weeks, they can.
It's amazing how we're still talking about 2 weeks, by the way. You notice how they keep going back to just 2 weeks. Remember back in the day, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? We just need 2 weeks. If you'll just lock down your businesses for 2 weeks, then we'll go back to normal. If you just stay home for 2 weeks, we'll go back to normal. If you just bring your kids home from school for 2 weeks, we will go back to normal. 2+ years later, and we're still not back to normal. 2+ years later, Philadelphia is still implementing mask mandates. So don't tell me it's 2 weeks to flatten the curve or 2 weeks to study anything or 2 weeks to do anything. Yet here we are, Jen Psaki. Well, let me remind you, 2 weeks is all we really needed here, right? Just 2 more weeks.
Data gathering standpoint is that 2 weeks would give them some additional time to do that. Now, at the end of that 2 weeks, they can determine what's next after that. But that is that assessment they made so that they could gather more data of the rise of the subvariant.
Yes, it's all about the subvariant. What are the airlines doing? United Airlines, they put out effective immediately. Masks are no longer required at United on domestic flights. Select international flights, depending upon the arrival country's mask requirement or at U.S. airports. The TSA no longer enforcing the CDC's masking order from the Biden administration on public transportation due to the court decision. Uber and Lyft have now coming out and they've said the same thing. They are dropping their mandates for the drivers and riders. In fact, Uber made it very clear. We are not only dropping the mask mandates for riders and drivers, but they said, quote, anyone uncomfortable with the new policy can cancel the trip. In other words, you don't have to use our services. No one's forcing you to. Now, the left is already losing their mind, saying that you and I are trying to kill kids who have cancer. Kids that might have to go on public transportation to get therapy and treatment, to get their radiation or chemotherapy. They're claiming now that this is a terrible precedent because now what do we do with the children who are having to get on public transportation? Now, let me be also very clear about this because you need to understand how to fight back this insanity. For centuries, we have had people that are sick in society. For centuries, we've had children that are sick. For centuries. Around the world, we've had children and adults that have had autoimmune issues. This is not new. And for centuries, we didn't mandate that everybody wear masks. We didn't mandate that everybody act a certain way. What we did do is we had, well, I would call it basic human decency. But at the end of the day, it's not the government's job to take care of your child. It is you as a parent. And if you see a crowded bus, hypothetically, and your child's going to get chemotherapy, which is what Democrats were tweeting out when the mask mandate came down on the airplanes and public transportation, you as a parent had to do what you do as a parent. You parent. You do a risk evaluation. You decide where to sit. And if you need to ask people to move, you find people that look nice and you ask them to move, right? This is not some abnormal thing that happens in society. As a parent, I have an incredible amount of passion, especially with three kids. And having my wife, their entire career was at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I understand how important it is with a child with cancer to keep them safe and away from sick people. But we've done it for decades and decades and decades without mandating everybody wear a mask. And the idea that, you know, we're trying to kill little Timmy or little Susie is disingenuous. And I would argue it's pure evil coming from the left, because this is their way of saying, well, fine, you want to kill people now. No, we don't want to kill people. But there is a certain level of personal responsibility. Let's also talk about the reality that if you're going to take your kid to get radiation or to get chemo, right? If that's what you're doing, let's also be very intellectually honest about this. I don't know of a single children's hospital that doesn't offer the opportunity for private transportation or a way to get there in a way that can protect your child. This idea that mom's jumping on a bus and driving across town, the kid with cancer is walking 3 or 4 miles is just absurd. Okay, that's not happening in America today. But they want you to believe that it is. They want you to believe that now the government should be able to tell you how to act, what to wear, where to go, where to sit, how far away or how close to sit next to one another. And they believe that you should be forced into that lifestyle, because that is the only way that America will work in society, is that the government tells you what you can and cannot do, which is totally ridiculous. This is a massive victory for all of us. I want to be very clear. This is a massive victory for freedom, and it's patriots who are lawyering up, and we should have done this faster. And the people in Philadelphia, they need to hurry up and lawyer up, because the left is going to continue to try to do whatever they can to shut us down. You know, Biden's COVID advisor on the transportation mask mandate, in 15 days, he said, well, we'll just have more information. They keep going to back to this two-week thing when it's been over 2 years.
Washington decision, the federal transportation mask mandate is something that's a Washington decision, whether on airplanes or another federally funded public transportation. What metric are you looking at for this decision on May 3rd?
Yeah, so first and foremost, this is a CDC decision, right? And the CDC scientists, what they laid out was, they said, look, we need 15 more days. And the reason we need 15 more days is that cases are rising. We want to see, is this going to translate into more severe disease, more hospitalizations, more deaths? That's why they asked. I think in 15 days, we'll have a lot more information. And then they are going to make a decision. They're going to make a recommendation based on their assessment of the science.
So I love this, right? The COVID guy in charge. Is the COVID advisor, well, we just need 15 more days. You can't, we got to have these masks up. No, that's exactly why Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell did what she did. She understood that these mandates are wrong. She understood, because she understood the Constitution, because she was taught by Clarence Thomas, because Donald Trump gave her the opportunity. She understood that the government's job is not to do these types of things. And this is why it's so important that we have people that challenge when Democrats overstep, because this federal judge in Florida avoided Biden's national mask mandate at airports, planes, and public transit, and it's something that should have happened a long time ago. We took way too long to get to the point that we're at right now. That is for sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. Now, if you think the Democrats are going to walk away and just say, okay, it was a good run with our tyranny, and we're just going to act like none of this ever happened, you're wrong. Okay, that is not how this is going to play out. Democrats are going to double down and try to bring back mass mandates because they're basically cheering at this point for a new outbreak of COVID so that they can control you. Now, that may sound delusional, but it's what they're actually doing because they love this amount of power. MSNBC's Dr. Patel this morning, former Obama official, talking about the striking down the mask mandate, basically saying, well, you know, there's going to be a lot of death because of these idiots, this judge. You shouldn't be cheering this.
Joining us now, Dr. Kavita Patel, an NBC News medical contributor, former Obama White House policy director. Dr. Patel, it's always a pleasure to see you. What's your reaction to this ruling in these last 24 hours?
Okay, Jose, two things. Number one, the chaos that's created was really not necessary.
How is there chaos? We went before a judge. We waited 2 years. How is that chaotic? How is that chaos? At some point, we had to end this thing. So what are you saying? You want to end it on an arbitrary date that then would prove that none of this is based in science? So if you, and again, I'm asking this question because it's a question that we need to challenge these people on their insanity. If she's saying that this chaos is something that could have been avoided, the only way to avoid the chaos would have been to then say, okay, on August the 11th at 11:59 p.m., we're going to end the mask mandate. But then at that point, then it would totally undermine what they've been telling us since the very beginning, which this is all about science, right? So at some point, the science would have to give you the date, not just an arbitrary date. Call me old school, but you can't have it both ways here. And what she's saying is, well, you don't understand. This was chaotic. There was nothing chaotic. There were people singing on planes, clapping and cheering, flight attendants that were announcing this, that were crying. Because they were so happy to stop having to wear the damn mask and not have to be police on the airplanes. The American people, by the way, are walking around right now without masks on, the mass majority. If you want to wear one, do it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't offend me. I don't roll my eyes at you. I really, if you want to wear a mask the rest of your life, wear a mask the rest of your life. And I will high five you while you do it. That's freedom. The freedom to choose is what freedom is. The freedom to have the right to decide if you want to wear a mask or don't want to wear a mask. And I will celebrate it on both sides. I'm not going to mock you. I'm not going to laugh at you. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm not going to point at you. If you want to wear a mask forever, do it. But when the government mandates it, that's the problem. And she says that we had chaos. There was no chaos yesterday. Were there any fights that broke out on planes? No. Were there any people losing their minds yesterday? No. There was no chaos yesterday by this ending. Is there any chaos with Uber today or Lyft today? No. Everybody's operating normally. In fact, they're operating with a breath of just relief that this type of insanity is actually over. And she's like, well, the chaos could have been avoided. Could have been avoided? Really could have been avoided. So there was chaos yesterday. Show me. The chaos. I want to know, Dr. Patel, because I didn't see the chaos yesterday.
Okay, Jose, two things. Number one, the chaos that's created was really not necessary. And this leads to, I think, the most important point. And I think Pete's right. I doubt the administration is going to really push on this, honestly, for the fear of actually not just creating confusion, but potentially losing in the circuit court or even in the Supreme Court. And here's why it concerns me. The reason that this judge was able to strike down this requirement was because of claims made by plaintiffs and by certain people that masks induce panic and anxiety, and that the government has overstayed its mandate. It does not have the right to actually protect people's health. This is something that's in statute, Public Health Service Act. It's actually the basic premise of a public health agency. So
to be clear, you have a doctor that used to be head of, you know, policy for the Obama administration sitting there in a hospital right now and chastising. How dare you tell me as a doctor in the medical community that we can't decide how you have to live your life? These people have become total psychopaths. You know, you can't decide. You can't tell me what I can and cannot say. You can't dictate to me. You're a doctor. You get to make a recommendation. If I come into you, by the way, and you tell me to do something and I disagree with it, I can go get a second opinion or I can tell you to screw off. That's what freedom is. And what she's saying is, no, you have to do what I tell you to do. This is part of what happened with medicine that was so scary, that you had doctors that wanted to prescribe you certain things and try different things. And then there was other doctors that shamed those people and tried to get them fired and try to get their licenses removed and try to get in hospitals that said, no, you can't prescribe these types of medications because there was no freedom in medicine anymore. Once the Faucis and the Democrats and the liberals got involved and they took over and they became in charge. And they decided there's no such thing as having different opinions. We are going to tell you what opinions are agreed upon and what opinions we believe are appropriate. We're going to decide what opinions you can believe in and anything else, no. And we will mock you, chastise you, attack you, silence you, come after you. We'll do everything that we have to, whatever it is we have to do, to shut you down, shut you up if you don't conform to what we say you must do. That is now what they have done. And the same thing in the medical community. This Dr. Patel, what she's saying right now is a perfect example of that. I'm deeply concerned about the implications of everything else that's happening right now. I'm deeply concerned that we're going to all die now because you guys are too stupid to listen to me and what I tell you you must do and the medicines that you must take, right? And the masks that you must wear and where you must wear it and when you must wear it. We now know, if you follow the science, that one of the safest places in all of America to breathe is on an airplane. We know that the upgrading of the filtration systems on the airplane was state of the art. And the airlines did it because people weren't flying at all. And they did it to save their business. They didn't do it even based on science. They did it to save their business. There's a benefit to that now, right? There's a very good chance that you can fly on an airplane indefinitely and not have to worry about a major outbreak of any type of disease because of the filtration improvements that we did in the name of COVID. That is good news for anyone that wants to fly. The air is better than the air in your house, better than the air in the car, better than the air in the air in a building, in a grocery store, anywhere else. So enjoy that air, right? Enjoy that we have made that significant improvement. Everybody should high five. That's great work. We love it. Let's do it. It's wonderful. But to then come back and say, well, you guys are idiots and we're going to get back. We're basically going to get revenge. That's what she's saying.
Jose, I'm deeply concerned, not about 11 more days, but really about the implications for everything else. I don't think people have processed. It's not just about this transit mask mandate. I fear that now anything that the CDC or any public agency tries to do will constantly be called into question.
It should be. That's the, you know, she says, I'm in fear now that anything that the CDC or anybody else tells you to do in the future, you're not going to listen. Well, that's because you guys abuse your power. That's because you lied to us. That's because you refuse to allow people to disagree with you. And you tried to silence and destroy anyone that didn't disagree with you. That's the problem. So if you're afraid now that people aren't going to listen to the CDC in the future when the CDC decides to do something, it's because you guys have lost the trust of the American people. Dr. Fauci is more polarizing than any other elected official, I would say probably right now in a major political office. He's supposed to be a non-political guy, right? He's supposed to be non-political. But here we are, and we're having a conversation, and you're having it right now, and it's all political all the time. You guys are obsessed with the politics. You're obsessed with silencing people. You're obsessed with shutting people down. And now you're saying you're terrified that the CDC is going to lose their power. No one's going to listen to them. I can tell you, it does scare me, by the way, in the future, the CDC may have something important to say. And there's too many people that are going to say, we're never going to listen to you because you guys never admitted not one single time that you got it wrong. You never admitted you got it wrong on masking. You never admitted you got it wrong on what type of mask work and don't work. You never admitted that you got it wrong on the airlines. You never admitted you got it wrong on anything. And even now, when everybody's over it and everybody's sick and tired of listening to you, you're still sitting there going, no, you must listen to us because we're the ones that know everything, even though it's clear that that you don't.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
Right.
And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
These psychopaths, including this doctor, are terrified that they are going to lose power. The entire conversation with Dr. Patel, former Obama administration official, who's now a MSNBC contributor and a doctor doing this interview that she's doing from her office at a hospital, is angry that you're not listening to them. Because they believe that they own you. You don't. This is not about your safety. It's not about your protection. You know, when she says, well, you know, I'm afraid, I'm really concerned of what's going to happen in the future when the CDC has something to say and then people aren't going to listen to them, then you should have realized what I've been saying now for well over a year, that you guys need to admit when you get something wrong, number one. And when you get something wrong and admit that you get something wrong, come out and say that you got it wrong. And then people might listen to you. Say you got it wrong on masks, right? And if you'd come out and you say that you got it wrong on masks, then people would say, okay, thank goodness, they're now starting to tell us the truth.
That's all you've got to do. You just have to say sometimes that you got some stuff wrong. You know, Dr. Fauci just being angry all the time that he's, and now especially that he's losing his power, angry that people aren't allowing him to be a dictator and tyrant anymore, tells you that it's not about your safety. It is about the power. And they don't want to lose the power. And if you listen to the second part of this doctor, right, because she's furious that a federal judge has struck down a mandate on public transportation, and there is nothing based in science that actually says that these mask mandates should be still be required on airplanes. All of the science, the people that say trust the science, are not looking at the science.
And right now, cases are going up. And you've heard, people are tired. I get it. But when we have people in cramped quarters, let's say if I'm sitting next to someone on the plane, they're coughing. I can have an N95. I can have a face shield. But there is still an incredibly high risk because of the proximity. And that is not the community or personal responsibility that I want to see.
Personal responsibility. Okay, well, or community. If you don't want to fly, guess what? You don't have to. Flying is not a right. It's a privilege. It's a privilege to fly. It's not a right to fly. And these idiots don't even understand the difference. But if you're afraid of someone coughing next to you on a flight, then don't get on a flight. That's the part they don't realize. You don't get to mandate what I have to do or what I've got to wear to sit next to me to make you feel comfortable. That's not how freedom works. That's not how the United States of America works. You can choose to be isolated in your car. You can choose to walk. You can choose to ride a bike. You can choose to walk backwards. You can choose to crawl. You can choose to never travel. You don't get to tell me how to live my life so that it is cooperative with how your life is being lived. This doctor should understand that. Should doctors be able to force you into a diet? You have the right to be fat in America or skinny in America or in between in America, right? Should a doctor be able to force you to go into some sort of rehab for eating because if you eat too much? Or should a doctor have the right to force you to get your stomach stapled so that you'll lose weight? Because that's basically what she's saying their rights are as doctors. They should be able to look at you. You are their property, and they should get to decide what you have to do, and you should have no say-so in it. You should have no ability to say no to it. Hey, we want to change your nose. We think it's ugly. I don't want a nose job. Doesn't matter. I'm in charge of you. It'll be for your own good, and you're going to do what we tell you to do. Well, I don't want to do that. Hey, you need a new knee. Well, I don't want a new knee. I'm older. I don't want to take the risk of that surgery. Well, it doesn't matter if you want to take that risk or not, because we know it's best for you, and we're going to put you under, and we're going to hold you against your will. That is no different than what she just described. Well, you, if I don't feel comfortable, then you must do what I tell you to do to make me feel comfortable. That's not how it works. Well, in their world, it is exactly, by the way, how it works. This is what they believe is what a world should look like. And she goes back on to even be more of a tyrant. Again, this is a doctor, the one responding to the TSA no longer enforcing mask mandates.
That's an important thing you just told us. And, you know, I keep thinking of the CDC. They've had so many mixed messages or confusing, not completed thought messages, that it just seems like they've almost let something like this be able to exist. And I'm wondering, Doc.
And by the way, this is even MSNBC saying this. Like, MSNBC is understanding that with their audience, the mandates are not popular anymore. Okay, they understand it. Right. They get it. They understand it. And so they're like, well, the messaging has just been so inconsistent. The messaging has just been all over the place. The messaging has been wildly inconsistent. Now, why is it that MSNBC is saying this now? Because they're not stupid. They understand people are so over the mask mandates. Now, of course, they still want the government to be able to control every aspect of your life, too. So they're in this awkward moment, right? They're in this awkward situation where they got to really, really figure this out. Like, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to pull this off? Like, how are we really going to do this? How do we play both sides of this? Listen to the response from the doctor.
doctor. I mean, so planes, for example, how safe are they? I mean, you know, we get the thing that it's got HEPA filters and that the air is recycled every 2 minutes. But is it safe to be on a plane right now?
It's, well, that's, you're bringing up, I think, exactly, I have to fly next week, and I'm wondering the exact same question.
Hold on, you don't have to fly, doctor. You're choosing to fly. That's what freedom is all about. You're choosing to fly next week, Dr. Patel. You know, I have to fly next week. No, you don't. You can drive, you can walk, or you can cancel your trip. You don't have to do anything on an airplane. You don't have to fly. You don't have to travel in mass transportation. You're choosing to. You can't have it both ways, Doc. You can't tell me you're having to. Is it someone put a gun to your head? Are you going to die if you don't fly? No. Okay, so you don't have to fly. You're deciding to fly. And you can wear two N95s and a face guard and anything else you want to do.
So looking up until today, we knew that there has been the very small, limited cases of airplane-based transmission. But you're right to say, in general, because of the mask requirements and the filtration, planes move air much faster than just the room I'm sitting in. So it is generally safer, but that's assuming everyone's masked. Now that people are probably not going to have their masks on, we are going to see a very different calculus, with BA2 being more infectious than the original Omicron. We will likely see infections. And because we're not really tracking the positive cases as well, people are testing at home, as you and I have talked about, we won't know.
Yeah.
So if people want to stay safe, the best thing they can do, high-quality masks, and that when possible, carry some extra masks. I know this sounds crazy, but if you...
I love this part, by the way. Carry some extra masks. You ready for this? So first of all, you got to wear high-quality masks, but you should carry extra masks. Listen to this advice, their closing argument.
You can do high-quality masks. And that when possible, carry some extra masks. I know this sounds crazy, but if you tell someone next to you on a plane, KN95 and just say, or surgical mask, and just say, I've got an elderly mother at home. I've got a child with cancer at home. Will you please do me a favor? Having the people at least closest to you in that row, protecting yourself and them, can be the best safety. So carry some extra.
By the way, did she just imply that we should all lie and all claim that we have an elderly person home or a kid with cancer? Because I'm pretty sure that's what this doctor just told you to do. Hey, carry some high-quality N95 masks with you. I know this might sound crazy, but then lie to the people next to you and tell them you have a child at home that has cancer. Lie to the person next to you and tell them you have an elderly person with autoimmune disease at home, and then you're going to be safer. So now the Democratic Party and these psychotic doctors are actually saying, we're not done. We want you to now carry extra masks with you, and we want you to lie. And whether you got kids, I guess, at home or not, just tell them you got a kid with cancer at home. Please wear this mask. I brought it for you. Just lie to me and tell me that your child has cancer, or make up a child, and then you'll be safe while you're flying. I wonder if this doctor is going to do this next week when she says she, quote, has to fly, even though she's choosing to. I wonder if she's going to sit down next to people around her and hand out N95 masks saying, I have a child at home that has cancer, and just lie to you about it, because that's what she just said on national TV. This is how sick and evil these people are. Don't give in to these people and never allow them to do ever again what they just did to us for the last 2 years. Make sure you share a podcast with your family and friends. Please hit that auto download or subscribe button, so you get our podcast each and every day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.